Reverend Graham, why do you think the world will not unite to stop ISIS?
First, Bill, I think it's important for Muslims that are watching this program know that we love them and pray for them, and I want Muslims everywhere to know that God loves them and He sent His Son from heaven to this earth, Jesus Christ, for them. And Bill, one of the problems that we have in the West is that our governments, especially in Washington, has been infiltrated by Muslims who are advising the White House, who I think are part of the problem. And we see this also in Western Europe. They have gotten into the halls of power.
Now, when you say Muslims, give me some names in Washington. I don't know any Muslim advisors to President Obama. Do you have any names?
I can get those for you, Bill, but I do know that they are there, and I've been told this by a number of people, that they influence. I'm not saying they're sitting next to the president whispering in his ear, but they are in the halls, and they are speaking
to
the staffers.
Well, they do have a lobby, care, and those groups do lobby, but
they sure
Reverend,
do.
It's everyone. It's not just the USA. I mean, we don't see the outrage. I mean, we saw it from Jordan after they cut off 21 Jordanian heads. We saw a little bit of outrage there. But we don't see the world going, you know, we got to stop this 50,000, 60,000 crew because they're rampaging and running wild, and there's not a Christian in the Middle East that's safe from these people.